You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 7. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. The psalmist David said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. For many people, in their distress, they become angry at God. Some will even blame God for what God does not know anything about. Something that it wasn't God that brought it upon them, they will blame God for it. Some may even forsake Christ in their distress. Some people in their distress, they begin to consult Satan. Some people in their distress, they begin to compromise. In their distress, they become depressed. But David said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. What should you do in your distress? You call upon God. That is not the time to run away from God. If anything, that is the time to run closer to God. That is the time to draw closer to the Father in heaven. In distress, we will all go through times of distress. In that time, pray. Sometime in our distress, we don't pray. We don't even find time to pray. You are so confused. You are asking yourself, why should I pray? When God was looking and allow all this to happen, why should I now pray to him? Didn't he see it? Why couldn't he have prevented it? You are talking like one of those that do not know God. The problem is not God, it's you. In your distress, cry up. Cry to him. Not to men. He said, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. Not upon men. When you are distressed, cry to God. You need money so terribly, but you see your heart is on people that you think they should help you. Your heart is on those that you feel that, oh, but this person should be able to help me. And when they can't help you, you become bitter. Whereas what you should do is to call upon the Lord. In whatever distress that you have, you call upon him. He says, and cried out to my God. He said, I call upon the Lord and I cried out to my God. But you are crying for men. You want men to see your tears everywhere. You want men to see how greatly you are suffering. You do not yet understand this way. Your cry should be to God. God is the one who can help you. You think your tears will move men? We do not move by sympathy. Don't allow your life to be a life that you need the sympathy of men to get things. No. Cry to God. Cry to God. Let God be the one that sees your tears. He is the one who is able to hear you. Then he said, he heard my voice from his temple. God is not too distant to hear you. He said, he heard my voice from his temple. Look at the next verse. He says, the next sentence rather, and my cry entered his ears. Hey! May your cry enter the ears of God. He said, my cry entered his ears. What else do you think you need to do? Nothing. When your cry has entered the ears of God. But do you know that sadly, for a lot of people, their cry is entering the ears of men. It does not go to the ears of God. Because you are not crying to God. You are crying to men. Somehow, even though you don't say it, your mind is constructed in a way that you believe that God cannot help you. It is men that can help you. How will he help you when your cry does not enter his ears? Do you know the cry of a child? When they say the cry of a child enter the ears of the mother. A mother may be doing something and then he suddenly heard the cry. The way the children will cry sometimes. It will look as if they've gone to high pitch and then suddenly you don't hear anything. They start to cry. Ah! And then for some seconds, you won't hear anything. You see, a mother has heard. She will be running before that cry will come down again. That mother is already there to check on what is happening. May your cry enter the ears of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.